Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio, constantly avoiding a zone of truth.
Hey, everyone. Just some live show updates before we start. Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, is going on a national tour and tickets are available for our Melbourne, Perth, Canberra, Brisbane, Adelaide and Sydney shows. Just head to sanspantsradio.com/live for tour dates, information and where to grab your tickets. Also, if you're going to RTX Sydney, use the coupon code SANSPANTS for $5 off the weekend pass. Just head to rtxsydney.com and you might see us there.
Welcome to Chapter 3 of Jaren's Outpost Rumble. A D&D's for Nerds adventure. Previously, I kiss the ring.
You're not in the family, you don't need
good. I just like salute, I guess.
He gets up from behind the desk. You notice now that he was wearing black leathers and dagger bandoliers the entire time.
Oh yeah.
Fuck that.
I love fucking epic little oak.
Alright then. You wanted to speak with someone important? My name is Governor Tingle Lot Bot Fot Hop Throttle.
If this happens, if this man performs surgery on me, you'll regret it. That's all I'm saying.
Will I just?
You will absolutely regret it.
We will take control of the corpses and whatever else he manages to create, and we will take this city, regardless of what some others might believe.
Oh, sweet. Is he the one that has my soul?
Yes.
He's also the leader.
He's got it in a locket around his neck.
Can I just grab the locket and teleport?
When the soul is completely past you, it starts, because you didn't catch all of it, it starts like slipping out of your mouth. You, like a straw, begin trying to suck it back in. It's going to be difficult to approach the gnomes, but we'll do what we can.
And I mean, if you kill some sabers on the way.
The Lord Commander's carriage explodes. Little Lo's carriage explodes.
No!
A halfling with a shock of red hair give a wiry smile and slip down the side alley.
I want to try and get as much like assassin garb as I can. I want to go full assassin.
All right, you pull down your hood and go full assassin. Leo, you're moving through the city on the hunt for the Shorefoots. Where are you heading?
Blood Cult Town. And I've sent one of the boys off to find Little with the ring.
Where are you heading? Periwinkle?
We're driving around with... Because I don't know any of the information of what you're up to. I'm just driving around with this blood cultist, trying to get him to talk, while I'm coming up with a second idea, which may just be dumb. But
yes,
ties in with who I am, so...
Gotta do it.
Because my motto is, I'm either going to fight well or die trying. So I think my plan is mostly going to be the second half.
I'm excited.
I'm angry. They killed my mentor. They kidnapped my wife.
They're bad people, the Shorefoots.
Everything's just wrong.
Who'd have known they'd be the big bad?
Yes, I hate the Shorefoots, and yes, I hate the Blood Cult, but it's really because there's this gun in the Gnomish Quarter. So that's the root of all my problems.
Oh, all right then.
So I'm just in this carriage with this Blood Cultist. I'm trying to get him to just
talk. You eventually inflict so much pain on him that he passes out. Little shrugs. I don't know what we can do.
Me neither.
We could take him to Little Lo. Little Lo's good at making people talk.
Yeah. We'll regroup with Leo. Where were they supposed to be? Back in the town?
Organizing with the temple.
All right, well, we'll go to the temple and find out where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have told maybe Flipsham where I'm going to go? Just in case she needs to tell someone.
Fair.
Also, does Old Spice Merchant Boy got anything good on him?
You find a coin purse. Actually, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah!
You know what? Fuck. Fuck you, you shitlord.
You know something?
You get nothing. No.
You know what? Fuck it.
Hey, did we ever chase up?
He comes awake and kills you.
Did we ever chase up on the traitor in Lytai?
You're probably dead by now.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I imagine it was a Shorefoot or a Quiet Knife.
Yeah. I just like looked out at my notes. It was written there. I was like, oh yeah. That was like a problem.
I think you were the traitor in Lytar because you're the traitor everywhere you go, piss.
I'm winning right now.
You are.
You're still at -1.
Yes, I'm still at -1.
The fact that I've grasped the concept where for a while I was like fighting in this game to like have a happy ending. And I've realized that I don't have to. The game has changed.
It's a little sad. Like, I love it when people are still so new to my games that they're like, there's a happy ending I can
I was trying to come out the other side where everybody won.
It's a little
it.
Sad.
You got to learn that it's not about winning. It's not about losing. It's about surviving.
I got to let off on it a little while sometimes. To keep you guys with hope so that I can dash it.
Yeah.
Well, you've killed the man who mattered the most to me.
I haven't killed your wife. I will.
You fucking better not. She survived.
Survived.
Oh, I hate you so much,
Adam. Did your wife survive, or did a plant from the shop?
Are you really rolling for that?
Oh, no.
Imagine. Very advanced plastic surgery to make her look like your
Don't
wife.
Worry. You're going to look just like a half-orc.
I like that you managed to get rid of the ghost by putting him in the elf and sending the elf away.
I got rid of two of my problems in one go.
You find 900 gold pieces.
Awesome.
You find he has a locket, and in the locket is a small masterpiece portrait inlaid with opal, and the gold and the locket itself is made of gold.
I love how I have all these things and I'm like, I don't actually know what they could do for me.
It's roughly 500 gold pieces. If you want it in brackets, that's how much it's worth.
Cool.
You got a locket worth 500 gold.
That's nice. Pretty good.
Can I use that to buy anything? Yes, but what would I buy?
Who
Nothing.
To what end? What merchant is selling health potion when the city's like this?
None of them.
How long since we've eaten? Fuck. Eat!
Oh, no!
You get... he has a little... on that necklace as well, you find a little token of a tree that has a magic... when you touch it, it warms, and you can tell it has a magical aura about it, but you're not sure what it is. You can write tree token for that one.
Ah, cool. I want that.
Yeah, it's good to have a tree token.
Actually, in brackets, can you put 264, please?
264.
Yeah, that's the reference if I ask for it.
No worries. Does that turn me into a tree? Is it a good or a bad thing?
Who knows? Could be both.
If only you were here, you'd recognize a magic
potentially.
Item.
I'd be like,
sure.
It's a tree token.
Oh, and his cloak. When you're patting that down, you tell that as it also has a magical presence about it.
Chuck it on, mate.
Does Little identify what any of these things are too, by the way?
Oh, actually, you know what? He probably could. He has a chance. He can't tell you what the tree token is, but the cloak, he tells you, is a...
visibility cloak. Yeah, cloak of sneaking around.
A cloak of elemental protection.
Oh,
nice.
When you activate a cloak of elemental protection, you gain resistance 10 against a single energy type of your choice. This protection lasts until the start of your next turn. Functions once per day, if it's taken off. Yep. So you put it on, and then once a day, you can negate 10 points of damage from a type of energy. So the types of energy are acid, negate 10 points of acid damage.
I got that at resist it's
cold, electricity, fire, or sonic. And what were you trying to say? Sorry.
Who knows?
Oh, I have that resist energy acid potion.
Oh, yeah,
is the dragon an acid energy?
I don't think you've seen it breathe weapons yet or breathe anything yet. You're probably vaguely aware that dragons don't always breathe fire. Some do breathe acid.
Cool.
I want to see what that breathes weapons. That's great.
just a cloud of swords comes out.
I think there is a dragon like that.
All right, so we're going to head to the temple and find out what's going on.
You arrive at the temple and you see a burnt out carriage husk out the front.
This is not good.
Little catches sight of it and he catches sight of all the charred bodies being moved away. And you hear him start muttering, no, 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 no. Before the carriage is properly pulled up, he climbs out and runs towards the charred husk.
I just let him go. He needs to do this.
He grabs one of the acolytes and you see, but don't hear the conversation. He talks with the acolyte. The acolyte shakes his head slowly and says something in return. Little falls to his feet, puts his hands up to the sky and wails. No!
Well, I have a pretty good understanding of what that means, I assume.
Little collapses and you just see him sobbing.
All right, I get out of the carriage and I go over to comfort him, but I'm also looking for you.
You don't spot Leo anywhere.
Okay, do I Flipsham?
Flipsham is probably among the wreckage. She's helping supervise taking the bodies of gnomes below. She looks at you, her eyes go a little wide with surprise, and she hurries over. Periwinkle, what are you doing here?
What happened here?
There was a She like jerks her head towards the charred husk. There was a explosion.
Same thing happened at the town guard. They killed Commander Taunton.
She gasps.
So I'm the captain now.
Look at me.
Look at me. Look at me.
I had this idea at one point that I was going to, if Commander Taunton wouldn't snap out of it, I was going to have to do a I'm the captain now moment. Oh, didn't happen, so that's okay.
You still can.
Yeah, he's dead though, so. Yeah. Maybe I go back to the town guard, they're all in disarray, and just slap a couple of them and like, look at me! Look at me! I'm the captain now! Anyway, what a good tangent that was. So I ask her, where's Leo?
He went after to find someone in the Blood Cult, I think. No, he went to the Blood Cult section. He's looking for the Surefoots. They have a some place there.
I don't even realize it, but all of a sudden my hands just real tied around my sword.
It goes warm.
Surefoots, eh? Blood Cults, eh?
Let's go to war.
What happened to you? Are you okay?
I'm fine.
She starts like looking you up and down concernedly. Concernedly?
I'm okay. I'm too big. I wasn't near the explosion. I was dealing with other things at the time.
I'm so sorry about the commander. I knew you were close.
Yes, we were close. I don't do emotion good. All right. So how long ago did Leo leave?
Maybe an hour. You might have passed him on the street and not even known.
Great. All right. Well, my plan was to try and... Flipsham, is there any way you know of any secret passages?
I don't know the sewers well.
What's my relationship like with the gnomish people right now? Where do I sit in their feelings?
Probably not very well. You were in the, well, I don't want to say assault, but you were certainly last night present and very... It's hard not to... She just is to your bee suit. It's hard not to know it's you.
Fair enough. But if I went to them as the new captain of the town guard, the new town guard that's different from the old town guard.
If you speak with Erky, perhaps he might not shoot you, but I don't know. I doubt he'd let you in. But the Sabres might attack as well.
That's fine. Look, I'm not going to do anything stupid. That's a lie.
I hope
not.
Is it?
Yes, I'm definitely going to do something stupid.
She believes you. You're surprisingly good at lying when you want to be.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to go find Leo in the Blood Cult and we'll navigate it together. I have a pretty handy resource in the carriage. How good are you at, like, is Keaton here?
Yes, he is.
Has Keaton got any restorative potions on him?
No, Leo took the last of them.
Can Keaton do any restoring himself?
I could go ask. She hurries over, grabs Keaton and brings him over. Keaton says, I'm so sorry. She told me about the commander.
It's okay.
He hugs you.
Oh, I don't know what to do, but I can't have him okay.
I can take you home if you want.
I can't go home yet. I'm not finished this yet.
I'm glad I saw you, though. Your wife, well, she'd like to know that you're okay. I'll let her know the next chance I get.
Tell her I'm okay and tell her I'm doing what I promised I would. Hopefully less of the second part.
He smiles.
But what you can do for me is I need someone who requires urgent medical attention in the back of this
carriage.
Of
course, of course. He rushes over.
Now, what I need now before you do this, Father, is you need to understand that my job, and you know about my job, I've come to confession several times, is great. I am now possibly the last person who could now lead the town guard, and we're now in a bit more of a gray area than we were. Once you heal this guy, and once you see who he is and heal him, you need to just get out of the carriage and just go and help all the other people who need more help.
He gives you a very stern look.
Also, how do you feel about blood cultists? Would Father Keaton assume this guy knows this guy's a blood cultist?
He might. All it's right. Like not a very big secret.
Okay, well, that's good then. So he probably wouldn't care who it is.
Well, he won't. All right, so Keaton obviously, you know, doesn't care about this man, but...
He cares about the...
If you start torturing him, Keaton's going to raise a fuss.
Oh, you know, I'm not going to torture him. I'm literally going to use him to help us find Leo in the Blood Cult City.
Keaton, standing in the carriage doorway, looks at him and looks back at you with that very stern expression. Looks like he's penetrating you with his eyes, like he sees every facet of you. If I heal this man, are you going to hurt him?
He might get hurt later.
That's unacceptable. There are better ways to do this.
All right, then. If I
pick him up, bring him into the chapel.
Fuck. Before you do that, is there any way that I can then swear that I won't hurt him at all?
I tell you what. Perhaps, well, a man can be compelled in many different ways. He can be compelled by force, or he could be compelled simply by his own morals. But there are magical ways to compel someone.
Do you know how to do that?
I don't, but I know someone who can.
Yes, please. Who can do that?
The chief priestess. She knows a spell, a powerful spell. The spell is known as Zone of Truth.
All right.
Hey.
You're old mate, Greg.
Love a bit of Zone of Truth.
Bring it on. Let's do that.
Carry him. I can't.
Okay.
with one arm, you lift... You lift Lane and chuck him over your shoulder. You bring him into the small chapel, and in the small chapel, praying, perhaps for peace, the chief priestess is kneeling at an altar. She gets up and turns to you. What is going on?
I need this man healed, and I need you to put him in a zone of truth.
Keaton explains.
Yeah.
Lay him on the table.
Thud.
She runs a hand gently over him and channels healing energy into him. His wounds don't completely close, but he's healed enough that he becomes conscious.
Yeah.
His eyes flutter open. What? Hold him down.
Bang. I'm very glad to do that.
She casts Zone of Truth. She calls upon the energy of her god and goddess to compel everyone within a circle around her to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Am I technically in that circle now?
Yes, everyone is.
Damn.
You are... Oh, no, you resist. Good. You can lie if you wish.
I've been spending enough time with you two.
Yeah.
It's like...
I hold the man down and...
Ask him your questions.
What, are you going to say something?
Remember, Perrincliffe, if you're ever in a zone of truth, this is what you must do.
I'd like to imagine this happened.
Yeah, it's the kind of thing where it's like...
flashback, we're having a quiet dinner. This is what you do. See?
It's the kind of thing where someone's like, this is how to beat the light. It's like, all right, I want to get out of a zone of truth. Just get a little pin, stab yourself in the fire when they cast it. That's it tricks simple. The whole machine.
Exactly.
it tricks the spell. The spell doesn't know what's going on. It can't differentiate between the pain you're feeling and a lie. It's good.
It's like a flashback to the very first dinner of like Greg
Pearcey. Remember when you invited Greg Pearcey into your home?
Well, Pearcey, good for something. I don't mean anything by that.
The two of us just like swapping. Is that you've done? Oh,
I've done it so many times.
All right. First of all, I need to know if there's a way. Do the blood cult have a way of getting into the gnomish quarter?
Biddlecough spits out the response. No!
Right. But.
Gnomes sealed the entrance we used last night.
What about the Surefoot's entrance into the gnomish territory?
I don't know.
Do you know how to get into Papa Surefoot's apartment in the Blood Cult District?
Yes.
Good. You're going to take us there.
Clara looks up at you and says, he can take you there, maybe he'll take you there, but he won't be in the zone of truth when it happens.
All right, then.
Maybe she says it, but doesn't fuck up on her words.
Yeah. Hey, Keaton. Pen and paper, please.
Keaton fetches you a pen and paper.
All right. Keaton, I'd like you to dictate for me. Hey, blood culty boy. Biddlecough. First of all, I just need you to say it for everybody. How high up are you in the blood cult?
Second in command.
Get the list of all the blood cultists.
So what I wanted, two things. The instructions on how to secretly get through the blood cult to get to the apartment. And just the name of some prominent blood cultists, if you wouldn't mind.
That'll be your second job as leader of the town guard.
Mm-hmm. Ralph Maroney is our leader.
Okay, then.
Ralph Maroney is the second in command that the commander gave his orders to.
How did I not know that? I'm just angry as shit right now.
All right, now I want the instructions on how to get in. I assume he dictates that to us.
Yeah, he feeds you that information.
Great, I take that off. And just for fun, while he's in the zone of truth, hey, Biddlecoff, do you have a small dick?
He looks up at you and smiles. No.
Oh, wow.
That's a shame.
Hey, Biddlecoff. What about that child sex ring that you've been rumored to run? Is that a thing?
Highs or lows?
Lows.
Yes.
Yay. I assume now the church would be furious about that, right?
I mean, like, they weren't happy with him. He leads a blood cult.
All right. I'm done with him. You can...
Clara leans over him, punches him once in the face, giving him a blood nose and knocking him out.
Fuck yes.
All right.
Good last.
Keaton, you can come with us, but I don't think you'd want to. You're probably better used here, and...
I think I'm better used with you.
Mm. All right, then. Actually, no, you know what? You probably fucking are. All right, Keaton, you come with me. Clara, I'm trying to bring peace. It's just taking a little more punching
Keaton,
than I thought.
He's right. You're better needed here. You're the true spiritual guide of this church. I'm coming with you.
Yes!
Oh, yeah! Got Clara on side!
All right.
We are going to bring holy wrath down upon these people.
Yes, we are. Oh, we needed someone to join the fight. I'm so glad it's the church. I kind of want to send a message to the town guard to say that I'm taking control of the town guard.
I'll come with. We're going there now. We're going to usurp Moroni. You're taking control.
Good.
Then we go on to the blood cult.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to get a message to Leo?
I am elbow deep in chocolates right now. It's fine.
Elbow deep
in chocolates. I'm just stabbing them good.
I can get a word out to my people and perhaps they can speak to someone, perhaps they can find him, but I don't know.
Well, we'll head off. We'll go there and then we'll head to the blood cults. We'll go to the apartment because... We know that's where Papa Surefoot is.
Ave Maria.
And then Papa Surefoot is going to tell us how he got inside the gnomish quarter.
Mm.
I'm going to break that weapon.
Good.
All right.
Let's go.
Pierce, where did we leave you?
I was lying on my back on the top of a roof having a rest.
You have your little rest.
Yep. Can I count that as a rest, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I wanted to do.
It's like coming on night now for everyone.
Right, well, my basic plan, really, is wait until Eaton decides he's going to let loose his dogs of war, as it were, to let loose the undead, chuck on a crystal, sort it out. Till then, it's not really much I want to do.
Oh, okay.
Is there a pub nearby?
Yep.
Might nip him for a pint.
Highs or lows?
Oh, my God.
Highs.
I hope someone catches you.
Yeah.
The sky's self, mate, you dickhead.
You walk into...
He's got no lips and he's bald, remember?
Yeah, I've made myself look less like
you
this.
Walk into the Thin Blue Line, one of the most town guard friendly bars.
The Thin Blue Line, that's so good.
You're not even thinking. You walk in, everyone looks around at you, and perhaps you're actually standing next to the wanted poster of yourself.
Yeah, right.
Everyone stands up.
All right. Yeah, bad choice of bar. I've only got one teleport left, which is a shame. What's the range of confusion?
15-foot circle. You can't even begin to get the entire bar.
Would I get like...
You could get like maybe 5 people at most. No, actually a lot more than that. Maybe like 10, 8.
Yeah, whatever, I'll use it. Fucked up. Shit. Cast the spell. See what happens. I take out some of the town guard anyway. That's good.
Oh, I'll kill you for that.
There's a lot you're going to kill me for.
Not true.
I still think the bounty's on him.
Yeah, I know it's not.
Yeah. Don't tell me.
I won't.
Good.
Because it's still business. Yeah. Well, no, now it's personal.
Mm. No, it's still business for me.
Yeah, true.
You affect those 8 to 10 people.
Cool.
I'll say
10.
Radio.
You see the effects of confusion wash over their face as a bunch of different expressions occur all at once. But then their faces return to a normal expression. One of the things of confusion, because it's percentiles, there's a chance that you just act normally.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they're doing for this round.
That's a shame.
The every guard in this tavern bum rushes you. Oh, you healed 7 hit points since last time. Cool.
You know, I've done so much of this without a weapon.
Yeah, you broke your sword.
Oh, I don't know if I just
and
don't.
I have your loot.
Yep, I've not had a weapon.
That's been ripped to shreds.
Yeah, vast majority has been weaponless.
4 guards get to you and attack.
You know what I should have done? Readied my action so that when they all charge me, I teleported out of there and they slammed into each other. That would have been funny.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh. Critical something. Good for bad for piss.
Critical piss. Critical piss. Critical piss.
Critical piss.
When you're critical piss, you have one wish, and that's to be not critical piss.
All right. One of the guards hits you with his billy club. You take 4 points of damage.
Critical piss.
Another guard.
Oh, fumble.
Fucks up like a dickhead. Shines bright like a diamond.
Fucks up like a dickhead.
Fucks up like a dickhead.
When he swings, you jump backwards and he overextends himself, making himself flat-footed for one round.
Cool.
Then it is your turn.
Do I think that running is even an option, or am I going to incur so many attacks of op that I'll basically be just like blood and skin when I get out the door?
You could certainly try.
Yeah, fuck it. I got like 20 health potions. Yeah.
One of them will get an attack of op.
That's fine. Leg it for the door.
You run back. You cop another billy club straight to the face. You take 4 points of damage again.
Got me good. Got me good.
No, I didn't. I'm about to get you good.
Oh.
You burst out of the tavern into the street outside, and you feel weird. You feel sick, like you're going to throw up. You slow down, and you stop running. The guards barrel out of the tavern behind you and start forming a rough semicircle around you, trying to surround you. Mm. You try to move your arms and legs, but they feel so sluggish. You think, you're like, have I been poisoned? Is this disease? What's happening to me? You fall down onto all fours and vomit. You vomit heavily.
What is fuck
you vomit
is that,
until there's nothing but bile. None of the guards approach you. Some of them are just like, Jesus Christ, piss. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I hope everything.
I hope this is the rat bite.
All you can think about is like, what is wrong with me?
What have I done recently?
Your 2 hands are like, they're covered in fucking like just the bile and vomit. And you bring one of your hands away, shake it, and you notice it's hairy.
Oh,
it's very, very hairy.
Come on now.
Oh, right. Yes.
Come on now.
Your nails begin to grow at an extremely rapid rate. You look up and you see the 2 moons slowly rising from the horizon. One of them full, the other one half. When you look at the full moon, you feel, something's happening to you.
Oh, wow.
Do I feel like I'm losing?
Blackout.
Okay, there it is.
Oh, my God. That is such a good fucking payoff.
Greg Pierce, the were-rat. Shane almost left his fucking mark on me.
Oh.
So do you just roll that guards continuously throughout there?
Like, I could just do roughly 20 city guard versus a were-rat and actually roll it out to see how that happens, but that's a lot of rolling.
Oh, no, sorry, what I meant to get him to become a were-rat, do you just roll every time it's his turn or every day?
No, it's every time he got bit by Shane, I roll to see whether or not he resisted the disease. If he fails the disease roll, then at the next full moon, he turns into a were-rat.
He failed one of the disease rolls in the sewer, didn't he?
No, actually. I think it was at the book.
Oh, wow. Like, first thing.
Yeah. Like, I think it was the second roll. He failed.
There you go.
And it's just not been a full moon since then.
I love it.
Yeah, so the way it works is, well, you really should have gotten checked. Like,
yeah.
If you do it immediately.
Greg Piss doesn't get checked.
If you do it, I think.
Riddled with STDs.
Within 24 hours, it's not a big deal. Any cleric can help you. Within a week, It's like kind of a big deal, and a powerful cleric is required. You would have needed Buster or Clara. Within a... Oh, sorry. After you turn, damn near impossible to cure you.
That's fine.
Not only do you need a high-powered cleric, but the high-powered cleric must have like a certain set of ingredients and send you on a quest to get something.
Well, look, being a werewolf's not too big a deal. What, once every... How often does a full moon happen?
Depends. Like,
that's
roughly every 30 days.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
But sometimes more or less, depending on a lot of different factors.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you can get like a couple full moons in a row.
Cool. Cool. All right. If anything, it's probably good.
Yeah,
really,
to be honest. Yeah, yeah.
I'd say it works in my favor.
All right, then. So, what are you two doing in the night? You're just going after Surefoots?
Yes.
Highs or lows?
Highs. I've made a beeline straight to the Blood Cult town, and I'm just being like anything with red head, I'm just trying to assassinate.
So you've killed some Weasleys.
Yes, and an aerial.
And an aerial.
When all is said and done, you've found and killed 14 operators for the Surefoots, people you know are heavies, muscles. You maybe even find a member of the Surefoot family, like a distant relation, a cousin or something like that, just walking down a street. You recognize him. You're like, fuck you. When he passes an alley, you chuck a rock. He goes to investigate. You come up behind him, grab him from behind, jam a dagger into the base of his spine.
Yep.
He jerks once, tries to cry out. You whisper...
For Papa Littolo.
Stab him in the base of his neck.
I would have gone for Papa Littolo sends his regards.
Yeah. Papa Littolo sends his regards.
Another one is maybe like a high-level made man within the Surefoots. He's like round behind a tavern taking a piss. You creep up behind him with a garrote, wrap it around his neck, turn around, and you're kneeling, holding the garrote over your shoulder as he is stretched out over your back, jerking. He dies with his cock in his hands.
Piss flailing everywhere.
Awesome. Do I get any information?
You kill
as well?
Another 32 just red-headed halflings.
You're a one-man warpath.
Wow, you're scarier than me.
You get no information, though.
Ah, fair. I just keep working my way to that apartment block.
Meanwhile... You, at a more steady pace...
We've got a way to get through.
Oh, do I get any, like...
You're not stopping to kill people. Sorry?
No.
I want to collect as many, like, knives and daggers and swords that I can just be utilizing when I finally just, like, throwing out knives and everything.
So. We don't need a number. You just get a bunch.
Yes.
Nebulously, you have knives and daggers.
Good.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs. And... Leo... Mm-hmm. You spot a little low carriage. It's got the characteristic like black marking, stuff like that. Probably even maybe recognize the driver on the carriage trundling towards where you're going.
All right. Oh, well, then I kind of quietly make my way towards the carriage.
All right. Do you want to stop the driver or just hop on it's passing?
I'll just hop on.
All right. You and Clara both hear a telltale thump of something jumping onto the back of the carriage.
Huh. Silver Steel, yeah?
Yeah.
I get that sword ready.
Silver Steel is ice cold in your hands. Clara has drawn a Morning Star. It's like a mace, you know, got like tiny little spikes.
Yeah. I tell Clara that when I was going to kill the Blood Cult guy, the sword got hot because he was evil. I've just pulled it out to stab the roof of the carriage to where the person just landed. It's real cold.
Whose is that?
This is the command as he gave it to me before he died.
Silver Steel.
Yeah.
I know the sword. It warms in the presence of righteous vengeance.
That's mad.
So this is less righteous vengeance and more just stabbing someone through a carriage.
Perhaps the sword is informing you that you don't have beef with whoever that is. Do you have someone who maybe wishes to speak with you subtly but is not an enemy?
Leo.
It's like, you guys have a conversation. I'd have opened the door.
Yeah, by this time, Leo has opened the door and
like
walked
sitting
in.
Down next to you. Nice sword.
Thanks. I got it from the commander.
Sick.
He's dead.
Damn. I was going to drop a bunch of like redheaded locks at his feet. Got a few.
Nice. Really nice.
We're going to the apartment block.
So
the name of the cousin.
We know how to get in because we may have not tortured ethically tortured a blood cultist.
Oh, cool, cool.
He felt no pain, Clara said, emotionlessly.
They killed Pup. They killed Pup. Yeah. You've been there.
We saw that. Little Little's not with us, I don't assume.
No, Little Little is grieving, too distraught. He's got nothing.
Did Little he Little get the ring back?
I assume so. Right. I don't know. I left him there. He was pretty
the
upset.
The runner had left, so I sent when the runner finds him.
I sent a runner. Anyway.
I'm sorry for your loss, too.
It's okay. We're getting revenge.
Clara looks between the two of you as you have like an awkward, I'm sorry your father figure died. I'm sorry your father figure died.
He was a good man, I assume.
It's sad when a father figure passes before a son figure.
It is sad.
But we don't talk...
before an adopted son.
Yeah. We don't talk about our emotions and we just become like, no, it's fine. We're meant...
Toxic masculinity. It's all right for boys to cry.
We just kill.
Half orcs don't actually have tear ducts. So even if it were true, I can't.
That's all right. But don't worry. Like, it's fine. After this, we'll get revenge.
Do you want to know? Speaking of revenge, I have a plan.
Uh-huh.
It's a terrible idea.
Okay, my plan was just to kill. But go on.
No, we can do that. But also, I'd like to get one of the Shorefoots to lead us to their secret entrance to the gnomes and then destroy the gun.
Sure.
Good.
Hey,
the church and I'm now the town guard.
Congratulations.
Ralph Maroney, town guard guy.
Yeah.
Blood cultist. So we're going
to... You arrive at the the headquarters to the town guard. It's still pandemonium. The line remains.
Hey, that's good. I guess...
Remain.
We walk in and then we're going to... After we get this, we're going to try to get some people together. Then we're going to go into the blood cult.
The chief priestess stays by the door. She says, if you need me... Call for me, but
if you hit
I'll
fighting...
make sure that Maroney doesn't get out.
Hey, you're the new town guard, yeah?
Yep.
Can I join? Can you deputize this boy?
Leo Shadow, I deputize you to the town guard.
Sick.
We're not really a guard anymore. We're more like a
militia.
A people's militia.
That's all right.
I'm the sheriff, and you're
Constable
my deputy.
Constable Shadow.
Yes.
Deputy we're like Shadow. U.S. Marshals.
Yes.
All right. So we walk in. We've got the instructions to the blood cult, so once we get this sorted, we'll see if we can get some guys together, and then we'll storm the blood cult, get these guys to basically continue out the plan, which I wanted them to go talk to the gnomes about why they haven't left yet, now they've fixed the gun.
Nothing.
Or whether Erky Timbers would be open to speaking with the captain of the town guard, which is me.
You, yeah.
Apparently, according to Flipsham, I'm not the most popular person in that town.
Nothing.
Anyway, we go in. Is Maroney nearby?
No. Do you ask?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where's Ralph?
Someone points up to the glass panes that overlook the lower level. You see Maroney standing in the commander's office.
Right.
He's like looking down, surveying all of you. He's got like a smile on his face.
I'd like to speak with him about some urgent business that the commander was getting us to do before everything happened.
Yeah, of course. You're welcome here. Go up and talk to him.
All right, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Can we bring Clara and Zone of Truth in?
If you want. She's standing by the door if you want to just go grab her. Maybe she explains that, like, in case he makes a runner or something like that, she says.
You know,
shrugging.
I might leave her there and we'll bring Maroney to you. Mm. And then when we get him there, you're going to zone of truth him.
Okay. There'll be a lot of... It's going to be very public. Is that what you want?
Yeah, yeah.
If it goes poorly, then it'll be very public.
Yep.
All right. Two nods.
Good.
I'm happy to work with the town guard.
Good. I walk up... And try to tell, just walk into Maroney's office.
Yeah. Oh, you spot Saturday and I think Tuesday were in the infirmary?
Yeah, yeah.
They're both good now.
Yay! Hey, friends.
Plus like everyone else from your group.
So Colin Monday, Goggles.
Goggles, yeah. Oh,
just
they're all here.
Sunday or the other Thursday.
Boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
They all nod to you like as you pass.
I stop at Colin because he's like my go-to Colin. I'm going to need you and the boys help with something in about the next 30 seconds. It's going to be weird, and you're probably going to think I've lost my mind, but have I ever given you reason to doubt me before?
Colin folds his arms, shakes his head, and says, nah, you're in charge.
Good. Got my sword.
It warms.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Righteous just vengeance is on its way.
I march into Maroney's office. Ralph.
He doesn't look at you. He's still just gazing out the window. Yes?
Ralph.
Yes.
Look at me, please.
He turns around slowly.
Does he see I've got the sword?
Yeah.
Can I say it?
You should sheath your short sword in the presence of the captain of the town guard.
Can I say it? Please.
You can say it.
You're under arrest.
Excuse me? Under what charges?
I don't know. Is leader of a blood cult one good enough for you?
Treason.
No.
Treason. Murder. Oh, so many.
I don't think
child sex ring. Child sex ring.
I don't think that's true.
That's funny. I've got a guy. You might know of him. Biddlecoff. Has a surprisingly large dick, runs a child sex ring. He's the second, he's the 2IC, and apparently you're the big bad.
A sour expression passes over Moroni's face, but it leaves immediately. Are we going to take the word of a blood cultist over the word of the captain of the town guard?
I hold
this
the sword up.
This is a very serious accusation you're making.
I hold the sword up, and I'm assuming it's getting real hot.
It's fucking burning.
Oh, no.
Not hurting, but
no. He's standing in front of the window still, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, good. Oh, no, Moroni. You're wrong. I'm the captain now. I rush him, trying to throw ourselves both out the window.
Fuck yeah.
Moroni is not expecting that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't offer any resistance. You just... you tackle him bodily.
Bang.
Both of you... fly through the glass window.
Yes. And I'm assuming as soon as we hit the ground, I yell, as I'm going out, I just scream to my men to grab him. Or does Leo? Leo can do that, I guess.
Yeah, I'll jump out the window.
You might take that. Like, they're taking damage. If you jump out, you're taking damage.
That's all right.
You can go down, run down the stairs if you want.
No, it's cool.
Okay.
It's all about cool. You got to be cool.
I'm an assassin. Yeah. I got to jump from these heights.
Exactly.
My shins.
All right. Moroni, you, Periwinkle, and you, Leo, all take 4 points of damage.
That's all right.
Machines.
Pin him to the ground, get the other guards who I've
you can try
worded
to get
up.
Him to the ground.
Well, no, maybe not pin him to the ground, but I get the other guards to surround us because I said that's what I wanted to do. And I call to Clara now. Truth, bitch.
Zonov.
Comma Zonov.
Clara goes first. She casts Zone of Truth in the area. Leo, you resist.
Just gotta get that knife.
Periwinkle, yeah. This time you're like right too distracted.
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the zone. That's fine.
And Moroni, you see, is struggling with it. She commands, "Foul beast, servant of the cult, name yourself."
Does he name himself?
Leo, you hop down,
right,
taking that 4 points of damage. Moroni spits out into your face, "Yes! Yes, I am!" Periwinkle, what do you want to do? You got him kind of pinned to the ground. You can, like, try to roll him over and cuff him.
I could cuff him or I could just stab him in the face.
Not with the sword. In this close combat, unfortunately. Yeah,
I could punch him with my hands.
Yeah.
The sword, silver steel, is in between you two, pressed up between your chests. You can feel it, like, white hot. You're surprised it isn't actually white from just heat. And you can tell wherever it touches Moroni,
it burns him. Oh, so good. Oh,
that's mad.
Actually, you know what? You deal 9 points of damage to Moroni.
Fuck.
I guess, yeah, I'm going to arrest him.
Nice.
All right. You roll him over and try to cuff him. Your buddies all come over and they're trying to help. Clara just continues to stand there. Leo?
I'm going to help try and cuff him. This is my first crew I got. He's great.
All of you press down on him. He begins to soften as if he's deflating.
Uh-oh. What the
from
fuck?
From every orifice, from in between, from his nails, from his mouth, from his eyes, from his ears, from any orifice, pores on his skin, he begins to bleed. He's slowly deflating, but the blood begins to coalesce into vines, into forms, shapes, which begin to collect together. He starts to wrap around you. You see his face stretching away from his body. His eyes turn blood red as he begins to cry blood, and he says, "I am more than a man. My God is with me." He his head twists around like it's on a pivot to look at Clara. Can you say the same?
Uh-oh.
One tentacle attacks everyone on him.
Great.
Nightmare. Oh boy.
Leo, a tentacle wraps around your neck and begins to choke you.
This is what I usually do.
You take 8 points of damage.
Oh, boy.
How does that tree token come in handy now? Would it help me in this situation at all?
You don't know what it does.
Who knows? Maybe just activate it. See what happens.
Not done yet.
I just hope a tree just appears where he is and it obliterates him.
Maybe.
Periwinkle.
Yep.
One wraps around one of your arms and yanks painfully on it. You feel it dislocate and you take 7 points of damage.
Pop that bitch back in.
Just a grimace. Maroni? Just a wince. That's all it takes for you to pop that back in. Not even a not even
noise.
I
just cough and it goes back in.
Like it's scared.
It tries to wrap around Monday, but Monday cries out in surprise, rolls away. Same for Colin. Colin gets got.
Mm. Wait, do you mean same for Colin, but Goggles gets got?
No, Colin gets got.
Oh, he's my man.
Colin gets got. It wraps around his head and then jams itself into his eye. He begins screaming and he starts going pale.
No. What are you doing to my man?
You can see like...
Oh, no.
It's eating him.
It's drinking his blood.
It's a vampire.
Kara, Colin... if there was a time for you to use divine power, it would be literally right now.
Goggles gets speared through the chest.
Shit. Your boys. They were just back in town.
They're out of town yet again.
Boys are back in town.
Goggles gets speared, lifted into the air, and thrown like a rag doll.
Should have seen this coming, actually. Probably shouldn't have tackled... Really powerful wizard.
No, we didn't know he was like, you know, a blood lord.
Yeah,
that's true.
Tuesday brings his two bracers up to his chest. So when it tries to spear him, it just knocks him clear across the room. Ooh. When it tries to attack Wednesday.
Yay!
It fucks up good.
Yeah, crit sad.
Critically, you might say.
Wednesday rocks backwards. Pulls up his light crossbow from nowhere.
He is a sniper.
Fires a bolt into Maroni's head. It blasts through him. The creature writhes and screams. It does not threaten any squares for 6 turns. That means for 6 turns, you move freely. No attacks of op.
You can just wail on
it.
You can move however you want. But it's not out of the fight. Mm. Not even by a little bit. It doesn't even stop attacking. It attacks Saturday as well.
Oh, damn.
But it just means that we could get...
We can, like, maneuver
away.
Or, like, you know, we can... Oh, no.
So,
dang.
I have a rule.
Yeah?
If you roll a 20, it's a critical hit, but you need to roll again to confirm that it's a critical hit.
Yeah.
If you roll again and get another 20, then that confirms a critical hit, but I roll a third time. This is a home rule. And if I get 2 20s in a row, I roll a third time. And if I get a 20 three times in a row, it's not a critical hit. You just kill them.
What just happened, Adam?
For Saturday, I rolled a 20, an 18, and that confirms a critical hit.
Oh, my God. You bastard. You bastard. You had me so scared. Do you have anything that can make things on fire?
It's got Bless. A vial of Bless.
Flatfoot.
Oh, fuck
it. Double damage and 1 dex damage, and the target's speed is reduced by 5 feet until healed. It wraps around Saturday's foot and then moves in the wrong direction. Saturday's leg snaps backwards.
Oh. Why do we keep ending up with these situations?
Oh, dear.
Poor Saturday.
It breaks Saturday's leg off.
Oh, gee. At least he's alive.
Saturday falls and does not get up.
Hey, Clara, again, divine power would be good now.
Periwinkle, it's your turn.
So anyway, we could set the entire town guard quarters on fire.
You probably don't want to do that.
Okay, no, probably not. I'm not sure whether to use my stingers or can I silver steel him now?
You can attack with silver steel if you want. It's a new option.
I'm now further away from
him. Yeah, you can roll off him and attack with silver steel. Yeah, You're not really grappling.
I'm just going to silver steel the absolute bejesus out of him.
Burning right.
I should use the tree token. I wanted to see what it did.
What is it?
I don't know.
You slash, and as you cut through Maroni, or the blood creature that is Maroni, you burn away. It's like you're cauterizing as you're going.
Oh.
Silver Steel acts like a lightsaber, cutting as if Maroni doesn't have armor and just isn't there.
Silver Steel's the best! I should have used it to torture the guy because it would have cauterized all his wounds.
You could cut off his arms and legs.
Hey, don't give me any ideas, piss.
I'm all rat right now, so.
Oh, that's true. Hey, is this sword made of silver?
Yeah.
Good.
Vanquish the Wampus.
You deal 20 plus 12. You deal 32 points of damage to the creature. The guards redouble their efforts, and any guards that weren't participating before begin to participate now.
Good.
Monday.
Also the rest of the guard there, because now I'm the captain.
Well, the lords and ladies, let them get in on it.
I think they got blown up.
Oh. No, the civilians should swarm the blood creature. Stay out of our town.
Get out of here, blood creature.
We don't want no blood creatures in our town.
A hail of bolts fly at it, and a bunch of the guards barrel in to attack, but they're not doing a great job. They do, in total, between all the guards, 6 points of damage.
Four.
A lot of them are just scared to approach it.
Fair. You know, that's like, fair. It is this gross blood thing. A flailing, flat... skin man.
So glad we had Clara Livers instead of Keaton. I'm also glad I didn't tell them both to stay behind. Like an idiot.
When Adam ever offers you a cleric, you take that cleric. You know, take that cleric and you run.
Today I have learned to take the cleric and run, and also that this game will not have a happy ending.
Correct.
And that I need to embrace that in order to win.
Yes. That's how it goes down. If you cannot die, that's a pretty much a win. Survival. That's all it takes.
Clara reaches a hand up, holding her holy symbol, and calls for the fires of Penia to imbibe her and the strength of gnomes to shore her. She grows physically in size until she's about as big as a standing horse.
That's amazing.
A halo of flame appears around her head.
This is amazing.
Her eyes glow pure white, and when she opens her mouth, a holy light shines out of it. Holding her now extra large mace, she takes one step forward and swings at the creature that she is about as big as.
Oh, I guess her god is with her.
Yeah. Both of them.
She strikes it twice. Dealing 12 damage in the first blow. And 8 damage in the second, so 20 in total.
Super Steel's really good.
Then it is Leo's turn.
Right. Now, to apply a vial of blessed oil onto a blade, what is that?
Action.
So that's an action.
Provokes attacks of opportunity normally, but not today.
Yes. Can I still a thin attack?
No, you can't, unfortunately. That's your
action. Would a blessed oil dagger do more damage to something like the Blood Lord?
You have no idea what this thing is. Oh. So a blessed dagger tends to do more damage. Oh, wait, what dagger? Just one of your regular ones?
Well, I have a thunder.
If you use your if you put it on your magic ones, it actually, no, it won't affect the magic ones.
All right, then.
They're more powerful than what the blessing is.
All right, and then I'm just going to use my, get into position so I'm flanking.
Mm-hmm.
And then just...
You can get it flat-footed, but you can't get sneak attacks because what are you hitting?
Well, exactly. So get into it so I'm flanking at least with some other people. Where's Fifthhead? Never mind. I'll just stab with both of them. And you activate my poison and my thunder. Just stabby, stabby, stab, stab.
Oh, prison. First time we've activated
miss
venom.
With the, is it electricity? What's the...
Yes.
Thundering.
Thundering.
Yeah. Dagger of thundering.
You miss with that one. As you swipe, the blood disappears and like recoalesces. But your poisoned one, you stab deep into its chest. You only deal 4 points of damage.
Dang.
But the creature howls. And poison, you can see it seeping through the blood.
Oh, that's cool. Blood monster. Poison. I imagine he's like a blood version of Emperor Zedd, Lord Zedd from Power Rangers, the guy that's muscles.
What I keep imagining, and I don't think this is right at all, is like, imagine a human body, but you've like deflated it, so it's just like floppy skin.
Mm.
But then blood is also like spurting out everywhere like tentacles.
At this point, ew, it's just a mass of writhing blood tentacles. And every now and then you spot, oh, a hand.
Oh, Maroni's face.
Maroni's turn. Maroni strikes at Clara. Actually, you know what? It kind of focuses on Clara a little bit.
Yeah.
It stops attacking the guards. It's not letting up on you guys, but it does stop attacking the town guard.
That's good.
Fuck.
Jeez.
All right. It can't seem to get a grip on Clara. Anytime it tries to wrap around her, Clara either throws it off or a burst of holy light coming from her frightens the creature, making it back off until Clara takes a step forward and says, "My God is definitely with me, abomination." But as she finishes that sentence, one of the blood tentacles, bang, stabs her in the face.
Oh, Jesus.
No, God damn it.
She was the one who's going to heal us, and now she's dying.
She tilts her head back at the last second, and it stabs deep into her neck. And then letting go of, I believe it was Colin, it lets go of Colin, and then you see... Clara begins to get smaller.
Good.
She needs that blood weight.
Well then.
It deals 18 points of damage to Clara.
Oh, fuck.
Shit.
She's tough.
She's a healthy girl.
Then it attacks Leo.
Oh, shit.
And Periwinkle.
It misses completely, which is all good.
Yeah.
Leo,
yes?
You get swept low, knocked off your feet, and sent sailing. You take 11 points of damage.
What's your health? What's your max health?
11 40. Now.
About 40.
What?
11 no. now.
I'm on 11 points of
now. You had 40 at the beginning. You fell, took some damage. I think it hit you last round, and it's hitting you now.
Oof. Oh, boy.
How am I going?
You're on 66.
Good.
Wow, you were on 66.
Oh, Jesus.
Then one of the tentacles strikes you, sending you end over end. You take 7 points of damage.
That's all right.
I thought I was a lot healthier than I was.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What does Scatterspray do?
Scatterspray, it sends a bunch of deleterious just in directions. Highs or lows?
Lows.
Lows? Okay. So.
I don't know if that's good or bad based on your facial expression. I'm not getting any better at reading them.
Then it is Periwinkle's turn.
Great.
You pick yourself up.
I pick myself up. I go for him with Silversteel again. Because that seems to be doing more damage than I think I could do with punching.
So your first attack, you swipe, but the creature knows that your sword is like a fucking lightsaber and to just stay the fuck away from it.
Yep.
So when you swipe the first time, the creature leaps away from you in fear, in terror of Silversteel. It won't let Silversteel come near it. But then you launch yourself forward faster than the creature can react.
Yeah.
But as you launch yourself forward, you step on some loose pencils.
Oh, and stumble. Seriously? Loose goddamn pencils.
This goddamn place is a sty, tell you what.
You got her both.
Yeah, so that's good.
Crit sad. Oh, no, I just drew the crit sad to make you think bad things had happened. You're fine.
Oh, good.
Oh. I don't even know. You picked up critical success.
Fuck.
I don't know what's going
Overreaction. On. Okay. You move faster than the creature expected. And then when you trip, the creature's like, fuck, like shitting itself. So it leaps further, overextending itself. Your blow is just a regular glancing one. But every enemy of it within range now gets a free attack on it.
Oh, yes!
Oh, well, that is a...
Boy. That's all of us.
It's everyone. Everyone gets a hit
in
one go.
Do I get another free go?
Fuck it, why not?
Yeah.
You deal 12 points of damage.
Slicing this blood up.
Yep.
Make some fucking Cop blood pudding.
Your next attack, free attack. No, you miss. You keep swiping, but it's moving away from you. It's terrified of you.
Should have thrown my bees at it.
The town guard, as it moves, they're all very scared to even try and hit it. None of them land.
Seriously,
a blow.
Guys, we have a free hit and you fuckers don't do anything.
A waste of space.
You're fine.
Leo, as it moves, it knocks you over and you flail with your dagger, but you're unable to hit it.
Oh, God.
Seriously? Stop rolling. This die rolled 2-3 times in a row, so.
Alright, come on, Clara. Hit it with something good.
Clara side swipes it, hitting it bodily.
Good.
She deals 14 points of damage.
Parrying it between the two of you.
Yeah, just...
It's a game of fucking Bloodlord Pong.
Then it is the guard's turn. They charge in and try to continue their fight.
Yeah. Oh, so
damn it.
Oh, come on.
Come on, guards. What the fuck?
Crit sad. None
These guys are all fired.
Yeah, need some training. Yeah.
None of them miss, and one guard, panicking so much, grabs two bolts for his light crossbow instead of one, firing them both at the same time and breaking his light crossbow.
What an idiot.
They're terrified. They're scared of a blood god.
Nah, fair. It's terrifying.
Oh, we've fought worse. We fought a gun and a dragon and ghost monsters and Greg Piss.
And shadows.
Clara reaches a hand up to the penetrator in her neck, sucking her blood. She grabs at it, gives it a light tug, but it won't come free. She considers everything for a brief moment, but looks up at the creature and just lets go of the tentacle, going all out against it.
Yeah. Oh boy.
She hits it once. A flurry of blows, just bang, bang, bang. It brings its arms up to try, its tentacles up to try and defend itself, taking 7 points of damage.
Oh man.
Come on, she's Clara. Getting weaker.
Mm.
Then it is Leo's turn.
How's the blood mound looking?
It's getting tired.
Go for it, son.
What do you want to do?
Nah, fuck it. I'll attack with both. Activating the thunder.
All right. So, here's how it works.
Oh, and also, my poison damage. That's good, yeah?
You can only do that twice a day.
Oh, no, but is it doing some damage?
Oh, yeah. The poison is slowly rippling through it, killing one of its tentacles.
Oh, that's good.
Good, good. Yeah. So, it takes damage from that every turn, I assume.
That weakened it. Its attacks are less likely to hit now.
Oh, cool. That's good. That's good.
That's good. Yeah. That's good.
Despite the fact they've all hit since that moment, but that's
fine.
Fine.
That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. By and large.
Actually, it missed the guards a bunch of times.
It did. True. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're welcome.
They all missed too.
Yes.
Pieces of shit. I like how none of us landed a blow in the free hit we got.
Also, when it attacked Clara, it missed a ton of time. I rolled like 6 attacks on Clara.
Fuck.
Oh, good.
Good job, Leo.
Good job, Leo.
Here's how it works. Now, this creature doesn't usually take critical hits, but I will draw one critical hit card, and if I think I can apply it to a mound of blood tentacles, you still get the critical hit.
Okay.
Let's go.
Ooh. Okay, a dagger is piercing or slashing, so I will give you the option between the piercing or slashing titles. Mm-hmm. One of them will affect it, the other will not.
Okay.
Hand wound and broad swipe.
Okay. Mm.
Which one affects the creature?
So I'm guessing a hand wound would mean to wound its hand.
Yes, this is
now it probably doesn't have hands, but although Adam did say it,
we
had
did
some
we
hands.
Saw a hand.
Yeah, I did say you can see an odd hand.
But no, I'm doing the other one.
Gotcha. No, broad swipe was the one. Normal damage and a D8 bleed.
Oh,
so every
bleeding blood.
I guess it works.
Yeah, it just loses mass.
Yeah, it just slowly begins to lose mass. So, with your poisoned attack, or the poison dagger, which really isn't much, you deal 5 points of damage. Hey, a little something.
Yeah.
Every little helps.
Every little thing helps.
Every little kelps.
Every little thing you say is magic.
Yep.
With the electric dagger, you deal 6 points of damage.
Awesome. And causing it to bleed. I'm also going to try and squirrel away so it doesn't hit me.
Oh, you don't need to. With the bleed damage, it only has one hit point left. It takes 5 points of damage. So you cut off a second tentacle. Blood starts like out of a hose at high pressure, flying all over the room.
Yeah.
The creature sways and then collapses into a sea of blood that fills the room briefly and then begins to wash out.
Ugh. Ugh, that's the most disgusting fight.
The only parts of Moroni that are left behind are scraps of skin.
Ew. What happened to his organs? Don't just shake your head at me.
Well,
who knows, Jackson?
Well,
we got him.
I guess, yes.
I holster my daggers.
I run to Saturday.
Saturday is dead.
I don't say anything, I just close his eyes.
Lost so many good people.
I've lost so many people in this campaign.
The trick you had the most people to lose.
I did.
Yeah, exactly.
I
was going to say, the trick is to have no one to lose.
You lost a lot of yourself, though.
Yeah, that's true.
A guard wanders in and says, I know everything's very busy right now, but we need to clear a cage.
What for?
What for?
You don't want this prisoner mixing with the rest of them. What were-rat could the guard need that free cage for? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Rumble, a D&D's for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you'll find us at Sanspants Radio. Or you can find us individually. I'm at All Dogs Are Dead.
I'm at Retro Archetype.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
And if you want to hear our other shows, head to sanspantsradio.com and you'll find all of our content there. There's heaps. And if you'd like to support us, head to sanspantsplus.com. See you later, dickheads.
Don't call them dickheads.
Nah.